Sichas in the Lashon. It sounded like there was something there.
Ketosos hold that you need to be nikkar means nikkar as the siba for why the money's being paid.
I don't know. I mean, the guy's asked a good question. And if Pashup Shah nikkar doesn't mean that, nikkar just means you have to see the chaimish.
I mean, maybe Ketosos meant that it's nikkar in the sense that it has to be.
How's it nikkar if it's just that the chaimish is the same as a karen, it's not nikkar?
Because then it could be, because then it's actually shayach that the entire payment was given as the chumash.
Yeah, but
you can't differentiate between
the entire payment was given as the kefil.
Oh, yeah, but it looks like chumash, and it's reasonable that chumash
is like more than kefil.
It doesn't have to be more than kefil; it just has to be that you see it clearly that it's a reasonable sipa.
I'm not ready to do this again now. I just happen to think that, you know, sometimes you do something and you get a feeling that there's, you know, like, my impression is that we started the Yanti yesterday has a potential, if you'd want to work on it for a Chapura, is there something there? Type is as far as Nicker is a little bit of funny as far. The guys had a good kasha from what happens if you break it up. Our Sara was, seemingly an easier Sara. So why doesn't Taifa say that Svara? And the Rashi, that why Rashi goes out of his way in the middle of the Rashi and says Taifa, there was something there. It was, but it's not ours again. And obviously, you know, to do it justice, you have to really learn that Sigya. And I don't really think we should be doing that. Okay, let's learn here, Daiter. But sometimes I get, you know, sometimes you think we might have quickly hit on something, but okay. Let's hear this brand new Gemara. It's not such an easy Gemara to read. Okay, I'm a Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi is probably an Amora who lived in Eretz Israel, right? Because he's a Rebbe. But I don't think he's a Tana. So he's an Amora. Gona of Tele Vinasa Ayo. Ego Vinasa Short. Nasa Shino Biyada Vikano. So we have a new thing, new Sara. The animal moved naturally from Tele to an Ayo, or Ego. To a shore, so that's a shinui. The kano and your kano, tamachu macher shalahu tavech shalahu macher. Since your kano, so there's no din da'avei, which is very logical, because da'avei is chayiv because you did two rishas. It's the double rishas. The fact that first of all you stole this guy's chayfetz, and then you compounded it. But if already Shinei was kind of, so there was no compounded rishis by Tavach U'Macher, because you were just being Tavach U'Macher, your own object. Therefore, there's no doubt that. That would be simple pshat in Rabbi Eloi, a very simple Rabbi Eloi.
Does that also mean that Tavra V'Shasya is also going to be irrelevant?
Parship shot, till we get to Rashi, who seems to say otherwise.
Oh.
Yes, Parship shot is, it's your. Parship shot in the Gemara is Rabbi Eloi saying, Shino is kaina. He says, Shinasa Shino biyano bekano. If it's kano, so there's no tabra vishasya, there's no chiyav for dal day, there's no chiyav for anything, because it's yours.
Isn't that latter statement pashut, though? I mean, once we say it's, if he means mama Shino is kona, then lachor the facto be'af
mocher. But that would be, notwithstanding, I hear, maybe that's a hechra, but the simple pshat in Rabbi Eloi, definitely Mr. Shtibo Yid, and Rashiv is Mr. Shtibo Yid, Rabbi Eloi is saying, Nasa Shinui Biyado Vekano, Pashup Shat means it's a full-fledged kinyan. Once it's a full-fledged kinyan, so it's yours, so there will be no Tavra Vishasya, there'll be no Tavach U'Macher, there's no nothing.
But what about if the animal is still alive? Does he have to give, is there a chiyuv to give back the animal?
No, Pashup Shat, again, Pashup Chat is Nasa Shina Biada Vikanda. It's your animal. Pashup Chat. Again, we didn't read Rashi yet. That's a very dangerous thing to do. But the Pashup Chat in the Gemara without Rashi is that Shina Biada, so it's yours. If you're Kano, you don't have to return the animal. If it's Kano, there's no Chiyav Hashava once you're Kaina. Right? If there's a real Kenyan, there's no Chiyav Hashava on the object. The Chiyav Hashava is returned to Dhamim. But comes along Rashi, let's see Rashi. Nasa Shinoi Biyada Vikano. Bishinoi. Lahai Milsa. Im Tavachu Mocher Shavavu Taveya. Upatim Midawade. Avo Karen de Kevin Mishanaim. Karen Ki Hashta. Karen ki hashta. Ki hashta, I assume, means when. What does that mean? Ki hashta. The kefel ke ain't shagana. O kishas amada bidir. So, we got to read this Rashi again. Nasa shina biyadla vikano. So, Rashi says, shino ilaha milsa. So, those ready right away, Rashi is telling you that against Pashup Chat. What does a ha-milsa mean?
For this thing specifically?
Right, which means it's a fancy way of saying legabi, right? Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, Rashi's saying it's not nasa shina viado across the board completely for everything. It's only the ha-milsa. You're only considered kano dem tava fumaka shlo tobeach. And there be above me now, right? Why in the world this should be true, I have no idea. But that's how Rashi's learning. What Rashi's hekrach, I also don't really know. You know, Shamir Taina, but okay, I don't see that such a... But we'll see. But in other words, Rashi's saying that Rabbi Loi is not saying that your mom is Shina Taina. Rabbi Loi is only saying that the Gabi, Dao Dei, Shina Taina. There's no Dao Dei. But the Gabi, everything else. Shina is not kaina, and that's the avo. Now that's where avo. Avo is since Shina is not kaina. So now you have prices. Karen the gay from Mishadi. Karen kihashta. I assume kihashta means when you were tavach. No, kihashta. Kihashta has to be. It can't be. It means it's not kain shagana. It's not shasam of the bedin. So kihashta probably means when you did the shchita, because you're tavach u'mocher, and this is because of Rabba's din, right? I assume so.
It would seem like you're paying the aisle, Pashup Chat. It's like you're paying the grown animal.
Right, the grown animal, yes.
Even though you're not paying the grown animal for tavach u'mocher.
No, you are paying the tavach. But Karen kihashta, that's because of Rabba. Shatavro Shasya, you pay kihashta.
Right, even though you're not, as far as Tavach u'Mocher,
there's no Dawa Dehe.
Right.
For some reason, this is a very strange din, that Legabi, every time you get into a Legabi, you know there's something strange here. So Legabi, Dawa Dehe, Shina is Kaina. But Legabi, the din of Tavach u'Mocher. So the Rabba says you pay for the, if you tavach u'mocher, you pay the higher price on the Karen. Right? Rabba said the Karen, you pay the higher price. So Karen gihashta, because you weren't kaina, and therefore you shefted the other person's animal. The kefel is kain shaganav. O gashas hamad bedin. So I don't know why it means kain. Kefel should be. Rav said Kevos Kishas Amadu Din. So why does he say Kevos Kain Shaganav?
There's a Maram on this.
Yeah, what does he say?
He says that the Gemara, I'm being honest, I'm not following, but he does raise the fact that the Gemara later on is going to ask on Rav from a Bryce that seems to imply that Karen, this scenario is Kain Shaganav. So I'm not sure why Rashi mentions that, but he seems to be, he brings that up in Rashi.
In other words, he means Kefel is Kain Shaganav of Chasmadin, because we don't know if Rav is right or not. That's how he's learning.
As far as I know, I'm not clear why Rashi.
In other words, Right. Whereas Karen Kihashta, because we passed in like Rabba, and because that's and that's Pashut. The Gemara says Rabba's Pashut. And that's why the Gemara says Kasha from Rabba to Rabba, whatever Rabba's Pashut, Pashtas. And Kefo depends. If you hold like Rav, it'll be Kishah some other day. If you hold like, not like Rav, it's Kain Shigana. That would seemingly be the simple reading of Rashi. So meanwhile, what Rashi says, a very, very strange thing, which needs Hesber, because maybe we should try and be Masrid before we go back there, that when Rav Eloy said, Shinei B'yado V'kano, you're not Kaina. Because if you did, if you shechted it, you have to pay for the higher price. Because you broke the other person's object. Because you were a mazik, you know, either a mazik or a gazik, whether you don't like the excise and a sivis. But you're a mazik or a gazik, and you have to pay him for his object. But as far as the dao de hey, you're potter. So what in the world is a svara for this? If you hold, if mimana is shina kaina, shina not kaina. And I said, is this a shina to be kaina, or is this a shina not to be kaina? If it's a shina to be kaina, it's be kaina for everything. If it's not a shina to be kaina, it's be kaina for nothing. Where does Rabbi Loi come with a quasi shina kaina? What is this? What in the world is this far for such a thing?
Maybe it's the writer of Chaim Shneidinim, that there's like Shinoi Kona, and there's like a lower level Shinoi that's not Kona, but it's not either Kain Shagazal.
So what if it's not Kain Shagazal, but why does it stop?
Once it's not Kain Shagazal anymore, so then there's no Dalvehe is totally on you being Toveach the actual Gzela that you stole. Once it's no longer in Ezamida, the initial Gzela, then Dalvehe is Batal.
Okay, Chaim says that?
Not that application, as far as I'm aware.
But I don't, not so crazy about it, because the Gemara says because Shinoi Kaina.
Well,
according to you, it has nothing to do with Shinoi Kaina. It's because Tzelev and Azayo is a different object. It's not what you stole, so it's not Kain Shagana. He says the Svara is Nasa Shinoi B'yado V'kano. So it sounds like the reason for his din is because Kano. Not because it's a different object. Right? That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like what you're saying. But kid, if you would have left out of the word kano, then you'll be very good. And he said, really, you're not kaina. This is not a shinui. You're not kaina. But even though they're not kaina, there's no dao day because it's a different object than what you stole. That
isn't would be beautiful. A little odd if there's already a shinui dinam in play, and then you see something that's clearly not a full shinui, and it's only a shinui legabe, that it would make sense that they're somehow aligned?
I don't know. Don't know.
Like, you have like a shlosha dinam.
Okay. But it sounds like, he says, Naz the shinui yada vikano. Talach umorcha shalohu tovea. What are you talking about? If the maisa, you're not kaina. You see from Rashi that you're really not kaina.
But that's true anyway.
There's a fee of when you break it, you have to pay for either din mazik or din gazin. So you weren't kaina.
Again, you clearly can't learn. Again, you clearly have to learn that it is shalohu toveach. That's what it says. You can't argue with that.
But on the other hand, Rashi only says a high milsa, and Rashi seems to say that you pay keren. Kihashta, which is
but the tour is because shalom. So I'm saying structurally it could be that even though it is shalom, there's still a chiyuv to return it. It's yours and you're obligated to return it.
I don't know. Rashi seems not like that, because then Rashi wouldn't say the high milsa.
It is the high milsa.
It's shinoi kaina the high milsa. It's mashra that the gabi other things is not shinoi kaina.
It's not Shinoi Kona, because if the mice, you have to return it to the Bailam, then what's that?
No, Shinoi Kona is a din. You're saying some kind of shot, then even though Shinoi Kona is some halacha, you have to return it anyway. But that's not, then you wouldn't say the high milsa. It's not a Shinoi B'yado V'kano, but that doesn't change the din karen. But Rashi's mashma, that it's not, it's only kind of, We got me now, they.
Is Rashi?
Rashi may be addressing the idea of saying it's shalom and saying shalohu mocher shalohu tovea. Kind of shnei kona. The implication is that it's his.
Rashi dibre amasko.
I'm
reading it. Rashi. Rashi's doing the bishin. Nasa shinoi biado vekano bishinoi. He doesn't have the word of shalom. Nasa shinoi biado vekano lehai milsa. So Rashi's mashma that there's a quasi kinyan.
Maybe it's like a kinyan leonsim, like the same way a kinyan gzela is somewhat like selective. So maybe it's a kinyan legabi onsim, and a kinyan that you're responsible for if it goes out and it's mazik. It's also a kinyan leinyan that if there's like a quasi shinoi, legabi dal v'hei, the kinyan gzela works for you.
Okay, and these heads, I hear there's a maybe, I just don't, I hear maybe, but I don't know what that means, maybe so much. It's not wrong, it's just not right yet, right?
And there is a Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz who discusses Rashi, so it might help to see Mefarshim who discussed.
Yeah, I don't have a Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz here. What does he say?
So he says, "Uman Shapir Shmishalom Kidahashta Zeo Mishum De Kevin De Tavcha Havi Kishasru Tavra." So he quotes over what Pashup Shah and Rashi is, the fact that when you shech that it's like Shasru Tavra. It says, "Veloni Hira, the time of the Shasru Tavra Havi Kidapirish Ba'amafke De Kevin Dim Isa Hadra Lamara Be'ene Hai Shaitid Kishasya La Kagazala Avahacha Inami Isa Lo Hadra Lamara." But right. Here, if it would be a stolen mound, it wouldn't be returned to the owner. Elamatzilis luke bedome. Rather, you could pay him back money. Nishun denasa shinui vekano v'imkain leka lechayuve ki meahi shaita de guzzola.
Right.
Dehi shas geneva.
Okay, so he's basically saying that Rashi makes no sense.
Well, again,
I could have said that.
It's not so much his language of matzilis sluk a little tricky because that seems to imply as if it's not just a chiyuv damim because you originally stole. Rather, he needs to be misalikim bezu. He needs to misalikim in his claim on the animal itself bezuze.
Okay, now he's learning that once it's nasas shinei biyado, then you don't have to pay back the object. If the guy would ask me for the object back, I would say, no way, I don't have to give you back the object, shinei kaina. I give you the zuzi. That's the pashup shot. Rashi disagrees with that. Pashup shot, Rashi holds that if the nigzal would come to the ganav, he says, you stole my ayo, my tzleh, and now I understand it became an ayo, Baruch Hashem, I would like my ayo back. The ganav, according to Rashi, Pashup Shah is a Ganav is Mechuyev to return the Ayo. That seems to be the Pashup Shah. The Rabbeinu Peretz, I mean, you're making me feel good because it means we're not barking up the wrong tree. Rabbeinu Peretz is in the Gemara Kipshuto, that if it says, Nasa Shine Biyado is Kaino, so then you're Kaino the Gamri. And it is very strange. Rashi is very strange for really two reasons. One is, it sounds illogical what Rashi's saying. And two, now that Rabbeinu Peretz says otherwise, I feel stronger asking the second question, that there's no reason why Rashi says what he says. Like, beforehand, I wasn't confident because I didn't know the Gemara. Maybe there's some hechruch. But obviously, you see, Rabbeinu Peretz, there's no hechruch. You can learn. You could have read the Gemara Kipshuto. That it means, Rabbi Loi means that there's a total kinyan. So why in the world does Rashi make this lumdish a thing that there's a quasi kinyan? But the Maisa.
Just to clarify, I'm just to point out the language of Rabbeinu Peretz implies that the Nignav has some kind of schus in the, even after Shinui, the Nignav has some kind of schus in the animal itself. Just that you're much
I don't know.
Just that you're much less luke bezuze.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's such a.
You're not being misolic. It's not even being misolic.
Okay, I hear, but sometimes it might be too midatek in the lashon. I don't know sometimes, but he might just mean that I don't have to give you the object. You ask for the object. I don't have to give you. I can give you money. If I want, I could give you the object. Shave kesef is to kesef, but I could get rid of you.
Just to clarify, you couldn't give him the object because you have to give kesef mamish. Shave kesef is not the kesef for getting
it. Okay. All right. Okay. If the guy wants it. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, so what it sounds like from Rashi is that I'm kind of, there's different types of kinyan. You can own the object for different forms of ishtamshas. It's like you have deco to pay rosa. So you own something for all, you own something, you can own something that it's only yours for one thing. Right? There's partial ownership. Right? We know there is such a thing. There's kinyan peiros and kinyan guf. We have that sugya. That I can sell you my animal for plowing. I sell you my animal for milk. I sell you my animal for on Sundays, right? There is such a thing as quasi-ownership. So what Rashi sounds like, the simple reading in Rashi is that if it'll be a total shinui, then it makes a total kinyan, and it becomes yours from A to Z. If it's a weak shinui, so it only can make a quasi-kinyan. So you only kind of, except instead of being quasi-kinyan, that you're only kind of deco to pay rosa, it's like I'm kind of, for tavach u'machar, that I don't have to have a, that's I'm kind of for that thing, that I have the right, that I have a certain right to do tavach u'machar, that you can't be mechayim midal de'e for tavach u'machar, because to some extent, it's partially mine. It's partially mine enough that I was kind of some kind of right that you can't be tovea me that as far as dao de, I was kind of the right. I was kind of the right of dao de. Why in the world
why did we get not, why is it not Karen Jane Jaganov though?
It's not Karen Jane because that's the din. Since you weren't kind of the right, that you still have to return. Pashup Shat, Rashi argues with Rabbeinu Peretz. And Rashi holds that if the Nigzal would ask for his object back, you'd have to give back the object. Because it got me that you weren't kind of the object. Therefore, when you break his object, once you have to give back the object, so it's a Maisa Gezo or a Maisa Mazik, and you have to pay for the new price. Because you're not kind of the gabi that you can keep the object. You're only kind of that when I do a da'wah and I do a tficha mechira, it's not such a terrible thing. Wasn't such an avla. I'm kind of, I have like a 1% bias, whatever, that makes that the tavach u'machar is not a tavach u'machar. I'm kind of the gabi tavach u'machar. I'm not telling it to Gabi anything else. No, that needs Hesber. I'm just saying over the structure what Rashi seems like he's saying. The honest truth is I do not understand why there should be such a thing. But he's saying that in the Gabi, you have to return the object. You have to return the object. Since the Gabi returning the object, you have to return it. So if you break it, you're chayiv midin rabba. But the Gabi, it's considered partially mine. And therefore, it's
as far as Legabi, could it be that you're Kona, but your Kenyan is subordinate to the Bailam, the Hainu? I mean, this Shinui is different than a general Shinui in that the animal became something more than it initially was. The animal was initially a smaller animal, now it became an aisle. So it became when it becomes something more, so that which it is more, you're Kona. But so close, so since that which it was is also still here, so that you're not Kona, and your latter Kenyan is still subordinate to the Bailam's Kenyan.
But then you went by Kishas on the price of a Hashan, the Karen.
You would, because since you have to return it as it is. So since you're whatever you have in it is subordinate, you have to return it as it is. When you check that, you're taking that from the Bialim.
Okay, maybe. I was under the impression a little different. The reason why it's not a real shine shinoi to be kind of is because the seeds of this shinoi was here from the beginning. In other words, you have a caterpillar, and a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. The butterfly is in the caterpillar. It's not a real shinoi. The butterfly is really a caterpillar. So the an ayo is really a tle. It just got bigger. So the seeds of the ayo were always in the tle, just like the seeds of the butterfly were always in the caterpillar. If a person understands future, when you look at a caterpillar, you see a beautiful butterfly. So when you look at a tle, you see an ayo. So the shinui is not such a shinui. Now, shinui means it's a change. Something which happens, al pi derech hateva, by definition, is not a real shinui. That's what I thought.
So, I mean, no one's
the shinui.
It's
evolution, right?
The Mimonashach thing. But Mimonashach, either it's a shinui or it's not a shinui.
It's a little shinui. It's a little shinui. So it's a gabe, a little shinui, the gabe making the bakinyan on the object. It's not enough of a shinui. But for making a kinyan and dawid, hey, it's enough of a shinui.
What's the makor of the Torah for such a shinui, though? The only place
I don't know anything.
Rashi can't go against the psukim.
Okay, I don't know. Let's go further. But it's a very interesting thing. We believe that there will look up tomorrow. I'm sure Shamir will find someone who says the fairish like him. No, the summer. Maybe you're right. I hear you're trying to give a svara for this. You know, I'm not saying you're wrong. I would be silly to say you're wrong because I don't have a chat, and therefore you could be. You're right. I'm just trying to leave my options open.
Right. I believe this structure of Moshe Zatzal says.
Hey.
I'm Masber. Why? I would be Masber for what reason this shinui, even though it's a shinui, still you're not Kona and Gansin.
I'll tell you a secret. I believe you're probably right that someone says it's structure because it's a very strange Rashi, and you have to come up with a structure, a Hesber. You have to come up with a Hesber, and you have to come up with what you're pointing out is two problems. You have to come up with a Hesber why the Shino is kind of for one thing and not the other. Is it or isn't? And why are these dinim? You know, there's why one din totally on this Shino and one din totally not on. So you're really trying to answer both simultaneously. Why, why does the shinoi work for Dao De Hei and doesn't work for everything else? You have to explain. So, okay, I hear. But I'd rather leave my options open. But so let's continue. So but that's
one time, one, time, one time, Rabbi. But the Maize, why does Rashi Bechlal has to bring in Karen and Kefil? Was there ever a half a minute on Karen Kefil? You're not going to have to pay? And if he does bring it in, why does he have to explain?
Yeah, because Rashi wants, we don't know what Rashi's hachrof is, but Rashi's going out of his way to say Rabbeinu Peretz is wrong. Rabbeinu Peretz would say that Karen is not Kihashta. And Rabbeinu Peretz would probably also not say that Kefil is Kishasam Adibidim. Because once you're Kaina, so the clock stops. For sure, there's no Karen goes back to the Tzvicha Mechira is irrelevant. So therefore, the Karen goes to Shas Kineva. And even Shas Hamada Bedin, you don't go buzzer Shas Hamada Din if the object is no longer his property, if the object like ceased to exist. I'm not sure if you go buzzer Shas Hamada Bedin if the object ceased to exist. So Rashi is going out of his way, for sure by the Karen, to tell you the same thing that Rashi told you in the beginning of the piece of Lahai Milsa. Now, there's a simple pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Loi is saying Shina Kaina the Gamri. And it's not just Lahai Milsa, and then Karen would be Kain Shagonav. Because the Tzvicha Mechirabas din doesn't apply here because you shechted your own thing. Rashi, for whatever Rashi's hechruch is, that's like a third problem. We don't know what Rashi's hechruch is. Rashi, for some reason, does not want to say that you're kind of for everything. So Rashi adds a high milsa, and then what is it not? The Gabi, what is it not kind of? It's not kind of the Gabi Karen. And may our mother be dead. For sure, you know, those them, it's not kind of because that's what he's telling you, Rashi.
So his Iker point is not that Karen and Kefil pay, but rather how they pay.
Right. Now, the Karen Kihashta. Okay. The word Karen Kihashta, Kihashta means not Kain Shagonav. So Kihashta, the language of Kihashta means when you shechted it. Otherwise, Rashi says this Kefil Kain Shagonav, Okashas and other din. So what's Kihashta?
Different. Kihashta
has to be a third time. So Kihashta has to be in the middle. So it's not Kain Shagana, then it's not Shasam of the Din. So it's probably when you did the Shechita. So that's Rabba. Okay, let's go further. So it's definitely Shver, what Rashi's saying, and what, you know, what's forcing Rashi? What's the logic of Rashi? Why is there a difference between Kefo and Adal-Dehe and everything else? Okay. Let's continue. Omar Rabbi Loi again. Gone out to Levin Asayu, Ego Vinasa Shore, Nasa Shina Biyado Vikano, Tavachumach or Shalom Tavach, Shalom Moicher, Ace Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Loi. Gone out to Levin Asayu, Ego Vinasa Shore, Vishale Kefel, Vitashlumi Arab Chamisha, Kain Shigona. So this stam is pliadik. This is plia she'enkamayil. Because on one hand, okay, the fact that it says you pay now they is a direct shlug up to Rav Eloi. Rav Eloi says there's no now they. And here it says beferish, but there is now they. But the Maisa, it also says that the cape on the now they is kain shagunav, which is in stira to Rav. Because Rav said that when that you go kishas
within.
Okay, so that's a side problem. That in other words, it's in stira to Rav Eloi and it's in stira to Rav. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. Is agadaita kanya bishinoi. It's a funny way of asking the question. Rabbi Loi said the Farish is no doubt to hey. Like if Rabbi Loi would have only said Kanya Bishino, so then it would be a valid way of asking the question. But Rabbi Loi spoke out that there's no doubt to hey. So it's the Gemara I could ask like straight. Not, you is the kind of machine. Am I mishalim? It's just straight. You said ain't a mishalim, and here it says you mishalim.
Maybe it's to set up the contrast. The next step,
or it's to prove Shinui's not Kona. I mean, we're trying to. Again, he made two statements.
That's
so
the next step,
it's mefurish the second statement. But we're also attacking the first statement.
Yeah, that's the next step of the Gemara.
So therefore, he said that this brisa shlugs you up, Rabbi Loi. Amar lei edamai shine edekan. No, coming. So what are you going to tell me? This brisa, oh, shine edekani. Amai mishayim kein shagonav, mishayim kihashta, meaning kihashta on the, I assume on the Karen or on the Kefel. Mishalim, the Brisa says
only Kefil Dal Vehe. The Brisa is talking about Kefil Dal Vehe.
Right, doesn't say anything about the carry. Mishalim, the Shumi Kefil, they don't even get any job. So they're asking Kihashta because of Rav, in other words, Machairo. Saying if you're going to say that
That's not Kihashta.
What? Yeah, that is required to Rav, you pay. According to Rav, you pay. Kishas. Yes, or I don't, I'm confused. You are right. There's, what's Kihashta? Kihashta means when you did the Tficha Mechira. That's what we saw in Rashi. So if they're asking from Rav, they should have asked, it should be Kishas Hamad Bedin. If they're asking on without Rav, they're asking from the Karen, the Bryson never mentioned anything about the Karen. Okay, not clear what they're asking. In other words, when they ask, when the Mara says, Amai Mishag and Shigonav, the Shana and Kihashta. So this was clear what we're the Brysa that they quoted did not mention anything about Karen. It just said, not Tlevinasa Ayo, Eganasa Short, Shayim Tashume Kevo, Arba the Chamishag and Shigonav. So the Mara says you should pay Kihashta. So the Chara means you should pay the Kevo. And the Arba V'Chamisha, Kihashta. But at least according to the Rav, Kefel is Shas Hamad Bedin, which is not Kihashta. Maybe the Dawud Hey, that was a rush, would be Kihashta. So that's not so bad.
Okay, but Rav himself used one expression to and it refers to two things. So here also, Kihashta, it could be referring to both things.
But it's funny, Russian. If Kihashta means Shas Gneva, Rab, when he said it, he said Kashas Hamad Bedin.
As a way of saying not Shas Gneva.
Right, it's in contrast to Shas Gneva, not, you know.
Okay, so what the Gemara means, based on Rab, okay, he's saying Kihashta means that you should pay Kefo Shas Hamad Bedin, and Dao the A. Kishas Ficha Mechira. Now there's whatever the Rav held. So Amar Lei, Kihashta Hainu Taima Del Mishalem. The reason why you don't pay the higher price is even though Shino is not Kaina, really Shino is not Kaina. And therefore it is Dao Dei. If you're not Kaina, then Rav says you pay, you don't pay Kishas Geneva, after the Karen gain Shigonav, only Karen is gain Shigonav, but everything else is later. Here you don't pay later because there's a special Svara, the Amrinei Turi Gondimino, Tikra Gondimino. So now we introduce a new Svara that they never had before, that you don't have, even though Rav said, that you pay Kefel Dao the A as a later price, but that's only if it's the same, if it's the same object. But if you can say it's a different object, then you're not going to go by the price because it's a different object. So even though you weren't Taina, it's his object, it's a Nigzo's object, but that's not what I stole. So when you determine the price of what I should pay, it's not Mistavra that you should determine the price looking at a different object than what I stole. I stole from you a Dikra. Now it became a Tura. Because it became a Tura, the price went up. So Rav says you go on Yukra Vizuda based on the pricing based on later, but you only go based on the pricing later of the same object. But this is a different object. So why it's not Mistavra, even though we have a drasha, and even though there's Imayda Mifter, whatever the Svara that we're saying, the Svara tells us that you should pay for the later price, but not if it's a different object. That's me saying. Mishum da'amene, turi ganav dikra na'amil. This is a new Svara. Before we never had this Svara. Before we only had this Svara on Noah Pitma the Achikau.
Somebody showed him learn the other thing.
I did it. What?
Somebody showed him learned they are the same thing. That Alef Atim, that really means Atu Shmina Ganvi Minach.
No.
The Rashba, for one, I remember, says that Beferish. He says Alef Atim, there's Lav Dafka, and it really means Shmina, Atu Shmina Ganvi Minach.
What did Rabbi Lai hold?
Titus doesn't learn that way, and Rashi didn't learn that way.
True, but Darius Rabbi do learn that way.
Okay, so let me learn with Rashi and Titus. I mean, leave me a little life easy. Now, the Rashi said the Farish that the Gemara before would have held Enoch Inami in this patent of you pay the higher price. And Taibit just said that the Gemara switches with the different Svara. But Taibit's clear, it's a different Svara. Okay. So Amr Etrei Gan of Dikr Naminach. So Amr Lehi Rachmanan Nitzame Hai Daito. This is very interesting Gemara. Right? Shamir, I think you can get into this. Yeah, crazy. Right?
Does the Chavos Chaim say pshat in this?
Amr Lehi, I don't know.
What? That is crazy. That's is he the one who has to safer on all the shots?
I can hear you. I think this is, you know, this is past for you. You know, you get mamish, get it to keep it.
It's not just that you're ruach. It's not just bidichusa. It's serious. Rahman Nitzlan, it's very dangerous. Like,
and then he says, Adar Rahman Nitzlan, he died in the trust. This is an interesting Gemara. In other words, we don't usually, there's what to be ma'ayin in this. In other words, we have a machlaikas in the Gemara. It follows. Let's just say over the words. There's two different machlaikas. The first machlaikas is whether the shinoi kaina or shinoi not kaina. Even Rabbi Loi, according to Rashi, is only a quasi shinoi kaina. But the person that argues him says there's zero shinoi kaina. Okay, so that's machlaikas number one. There's a machlaikas number one if there's shinoi kaina or not. Now we have machlaikas number two. Assuming shinoi wasn't kaina, do you pay kefel according to the shas kineva or shas or the later price? One person says that since it's a svara, even though Rav says we usually do kefel in the later price, but since it's when there's no shinoi kaina, but since it's a svara of turei gandi minach dikra gandi minach, so that makes that you pay according to the other price, the present price. And the other one said, that's a horrendous svara, Rachmana Litzal. And he said, no, if I care, it's a horrendous svara. It's horrendous to say not like that, right? It's a very unusual machlekes because.
When he responds, Rachmana Litzlan, yeah, is he referring to the fact that you disagree on this point or on his first svara that there is a shini kona over here?
I thought, I can't swear, I thought it's Rahman Etzlan that you think it's Rahman Etzlan. You know, on this point, I hope that when there's no shini kona, you don't have to pay. There's two days. The first person said, when you say, Turi gandhi unath, dikra gandhi unath, and therefore you pay kishas kineva. So I said, Rahman Etzan, hey, that's such a horrible svara. You should pay kishas kineva. That's terrible. Such a horrible svara. And therefore I say you pay shas tficha mechira. You say Rahman Etzan to me, meaning that when you say that you pay shas tficha mechira, and that's shas hamad v'din, that's Rahman Etzan. So there seems to be. As I'm saying, it's a very unusual. Usually, when we have a machlekes in the Gemara, we like to make the machlekes that they're arguing in some daki dakis. You know, he holds it. Everyone holds that the cutoff point is 51.1, and he holds it's 50.9, and the other guy says it's 51, and they're arguing in some daki dakis svara. Here, one person says that if there's no shinoi kaina, you pay the Shas Hamad Abedin. And it's Rahman Etzlan to say otherwise. And the other one says, no, since it's Turei Gavinah, Tikra Gavinah, it's Rahman Etzlan to say that you pay by the present price. So each one is extremely adamant in his Svara. Right? That's somewhat strange. So it also needs a little hesber why each person feels not only that he's right, but he feels that it's a Rahmana Nitzami I daita to say the other way. Right? And as far as I don't have such bikias, but I don't know where it says in the side that we have it in a few places, but okay, two places. And I don't know if they have it both ways, that each one said to the other one, Rahmana Nitzami. But it is strange that they're so adamant. So basically, just to summarize, there are two completely different machlokes in the Gemara. One machlokes is whether shina kaina or shina not kaina, when tzlev and asa ayo. And then there's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. According to them, it's a shina kaina, is it a full kinyan or a quasi kinyan? Right. And then the second machlokes is assuming shina is not kaina, when do you pay? One day it says, since it's a svara of Tura Gavdi Minach, Tikra Gavdi Minach, you pay Kishas Kineva and the Kefil. And the other one says, no, even though that's a Rachmanet son, and since you're not Shina Kaina, you would pay Kishas Amad Abedin.
Rabbi, I just checked. There is in Shabbos the same thing, and it's the same people. It's the same Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Hanina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay.
There's also a Gemara in Ksubas, but that one I didn't look up. I would only guess that it's the same two people.
Okay. They had their, they had their. Okay. We won't say, I don't know.
How come this thing has so many insults in it?
Again, simply speaking, citing the Shema, you know, the Shema Shem in Aramaic is pretty hummer. It's not just to be pushing off the other person to.
Yeah. I mean, we say Rachmana and son and I agree that they don't. I mean, you're really like, it's not like just saying I disagree. It's like, oh, man, you're corrupting the whole Torah. It's like, and this is, you know, it's like calling the guy in Apikiris. Close. He says, you just ruined the whole Torah. The music of the Torah is so, you know, it's like the guy, you have in the yeshiva, a guy saying his friend, his chavrus is holding his ears. Says, no, I can't hear it. It's horrible. It grates on my nerves what you're saying. It's so bad. Okay. We've seen people do that. Okay, let's read Rashi. Ke'en Shigana. So the second Brisa that Rabbi Hanina brings, which proves that we don't say Shina Kaina, says you pay Kehen Shigata. The common Osina the Rav. Meha. The Omar Tashumi Keva Dav Kishas Amad Vidin. Rav said you pay Kishas Amad Vidin. And here it says you pay Kehen Shigata in this price. Or the Rav of the Omar Tav Shasya Mishanim Dawid Kidahashta. That got to Isaac. You can't ask a kasha on Rabba, because why is the Gemara only asking on Rab? Why don't they also ask on Rabba? The Yoko or the Shnui, because Rabba could say the Achma Sisa Kedavei Davka Nokar Avol Karen Heger the Ashkim Ki Harvishan. Rabba would say that this price never discussed Karen, because they don't kinami on the Karen. You do pay the higher price, because it only price. So the price is only asking on Rab. And it's asking from Kefil Dalde. So, right, in other words, that's how we learned it, that the Gemara's kasha was, Rav said, Kefil Dalde, it's Kishas Amad Abedin. So how come it says, which it should be Kihashta, which we didn't like that word, Kihashta, and how come it says in the Brisa, you pay Kishas Kedah? There it is. He can say, Turi Gandhi enough, it's me up. Okay. So that's a Gemara.
What exactly is Rav Eli's taina back initially when he says, Alamai Shinu Lokani? Isn't that true in Rashi, at least, according to Rav Eli also?
It sounds like he's saying that this Brisa must be a misprint.
He's saying the whole thing is a big shibush?
It sounds like he's saying that you're quoting this Brisa, and you're saying this Brisa says Shina Ilokani. But if it's Shina Ilokani, but how do you read the end of the Brisa? It says that you pay Kishas Kineva, which seems to prove Shina is yes, kinda. Aye, so why is it now there? It must be that it's a misprint, yeah. In other words, the ratio and the sefer contradict each other. The ratio says that there's Dalde, which means that there's no Shina is not Kaina. And the Sefer says you pay Kishaski Neva, which is even more radical than Rabbi Eloi, which only makes sense if you say there's mamish, mamish, Ashina Kaina. So you're, the Bryce says, Minei Yubei, contradicting each other. So that's, it sounds like that's what he was saying, that the Bryce is, you know, it's totally, totally wrong. Okay. Now let's see Tysus. There's a little Tysus. Tysus says, I'm at Shina Kaina. Which way is going on? He's out the Kaina, Mishina, my Mishalim, Shalom, Shalech, Vo, Maicher. So I said, I am a Chinai Kaina. I think that's our, we have the Gerus of I Sagadaita Kanya Bishina. Is that where he's going on? Or are they going on somewhere else? I think he's going on our Gemara, no?
Well, there's nothing before the next Tosfos that would make sense. So
we have the Gerus of I Sagadaita Kanya Bishina. Apparently had a different Gerus. Unless I'm making a mistake and it's going somewhere else, and I just missed it. You know, they're asking on the Sebraisa, the Isagadaita Kanya Bishina. But Tavis Gerasa was Iamachina Kaina. So that Pirish Kihadatveda Sahayo, Abu Hoshita, the Shina Kaina, I mean, Misama, the Shina Kaina Besedo. In other words, he's not asking that, he's not trying to prove that Shina is not Kaina. He's just trying to prove that this is not a Shinui. Because if this would be a Shinui, if it would be a Shinui, there would be no doubt that, hey, he's asking, Rav Chanina asked Rabbi Eloi. The Braisa says that there's no doubt that there is doubt that he's Agadai the Kanya Bishinoi. Why do you pay Shalom Tavach? So he's not trying to prove that Shinoi is in Kaina. He's just saying that this is not considered a Shinoi. Okay. All right. So I think we should let's just summarize what we need to figure out, and then we maybe try and look for tomorrow. Tomorrow is next week. So, okay.
What's bothering Tosfos in the first place?
Well, he apparently had a different Gerasa. The language is mashma that he's arguing with he's questioning the whole Yisod of Shina Kaina. Not that he's, and therefore Tosfos is saying that can't be. That's not right, John. Others, okay. That's very simple. Okay. Anyway, so let's just go over the problems. If there's, basically, I think three problems. The first problem is, what in the world is Rashi's Svara in Rabbi Eloi? That Rashi's saying that even though it's Shina Kaina Legabe, you don't pay Dauday, but it's not Kaina Legabe anything else, and you still pay Karen with Rabba for the later price because it's Kavra Shasha, and you still pay Kefo, with the later price too. So why is it, if it's Shina Kaina, Shina Kaina. If it's not Shina Kaina, it's not Shina Kaina. What does this mean? It's Kaina only in the high Milsa. Why should there be a split? There's got to be one thing Shina is Kaina, there got to be other things Shina is not Kaina. That's problem number one. And why does he split it this way? What's the logic? There's a few different ways of asking the question. Second question is, Tom, what's Rashi's hechruch to say such a funny thing? What is Rashi? There's absolutely no reason in the Gemara to say that. The Rabbeinu Peretz was quite happy, simple, and saying in the Gemara, and Rabbi Eloi was saying that is Shina Kaina Nagabri, Nagabri everything. So why does Rashi, especially if Rashi is such a radical, hard thing to understand, what in the world is motivating Rashi to say such a difficult svara? Okay, that's the problems on Rabbi Loi. And then the problems on the second half in the Gemara is the Gemara brings a machloikas, assuming we don't all like Rabbi Loi, and assuming we all, this is not a shinui. This is not a shinui at all. Shinui is not kain at all. So the Gemara brings a machloikas, do you say, when do you pay the kefil dao dehei? Do you go bus a shaskin hamadah din? Because Rav said, kefil dao dehei kashas hamadah din. If you're not shinui kaina, this is Rav's din. Or there's a special svara of turi gandhi minach, tikra gandhi minach. And that tells us that you pay according to the earlier price. So we want to, we like to know that being that the Gemara gets so emotional and be involved with the two svaras, and each one feels the other person's svara is totally crazy. Not that I can hear your side and you can hear my side, and okay, we're having a friendly machlekas. We're both right. We both have good opinions. I think my opinion is probably a little better, and you think your opinion is a little better. But instead, it's Rahman and it's Sodom and Haiti Daita. So we would like to understand what that is. Why is everyone so adamant on their opinions? Right? Okay, that's where we were holding.
Okay, well, the Tosas that we just did, does that prove that he doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's a total shinui?
No. Why is it no? If anything, I think it's more master like Rabbeinu Peretz.
Why?
Because the fact that he had such a havamina that he thought that it's telling you that shinui is not kind of, means he thought this is a full-fledged shinui. According to Rashi, no one ever said that this shinui is a shinui. This shinui has nothing to do with a siddle shinui, because even Rav Eloi is not saying this is a full shinui. This is some kind of quasi shinui. So you can't ask a kasha from Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel has nothing to do with anything, according to Rashi. Yeah, no one compares this to Beis Hillel.
So what's Tosa's answer then? So why should this shinui be different?
Because because he holds that the question is, it's what we say. I said, I feel like my svara that a caterpillar becoming a butterfly is not a shinui, because it always had the seed. So a Tzlev and Asa Ayo is debatable whether it's a shinui. Everybody agrees that shinui is kaina, if there's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Loi holds that Tzlev and Asa Ayo is the same as Beis Hillel. You know, again, it's Mashran, not like Rashi. I'm pretty sure it's Mashran. Is he saying that according to Rabbi Loi, this is Mamish like Beis Hillel? Except that the person who disagrees says that this is that a Tzlev and Asa Ayo is not enough of a change. The way I would have said this svara, but Shamir said a different svara, and he quoted on Moshe, so I don't want to start arguing. And you know, I don't want to, especially not looking. But I would have said this svara is because a change that happens based on the course of nature is by definition not a change. It's not a change. You know, we have that like Chazaka Suyidish Tanos. It's not a change. You didn't really change. You see the caterpillar and the butterfly, and you saw the butterfly and the caterpillar. A change would be if you would have taken a knife and cut it, banged it up, did something that's not according to the laws of nature. So that would be a change. But if it's just a natural law of nature of progression, so there's not a change. That's what I would, I think so. I think that's the simplest svara. But again, if it would be a change, then it's like Beis Hillel. So it's Mashra from Taif, it's not like Rashi, pretty sure. Okay.
There is a Pnei Yeshua has got three paragraphs in this Rashi.
Oh, okay. You're giving me homework for Shabbos.
But Rav Moshe, I was citing as far as the structure. Yeah, as far as I was explaining the difference between the two shinuyim, and also explaining why for what reason you still have to return it. And you it's shalom as far as tefichah mechira, but for what reason you still have to return
it. Okay, don't worry. I you don't have to worry that I was going to trust you.
I'm not saying you trust.